USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Travel bans from some South American and European countries was set to expire soon. Not so fast as the incoming administration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller said in a statement Monday that the Department of Defense has not received any intelligence indicating a potential insider threat to the inauguration. The vetting of the 25,000 National Guard troops was done to leave no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden has announced a spending package that could take generations to pay back. USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the proposal.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's conference championship games are Sunday. Buccaneers at the Packers and Bills at the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.